It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mr. Bluestein, Montezuma's revenge is nothing more than good old-fashioned American diarrhea. Adult diapers should never even enter the picture.
That's right, Chad.
Chad, I swear to God, I didn't play that on purpose.
You're lying.
No, I swear. I just hit it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. I guess you wonder why I'm giving you that number. That's because now...
look at that!
Caller 100 gets a pass for two to the advanced screening of the new Ben Stiller, Jack Black, and Robert Downey Jr. movie, Tropic Thunder. That's Tuesday night, August 12th at 7:30 at the AMC Tyson's Corner 16. Got two tickets for you right now if you are caller 100 at 877-365-3636. And as we clean up some last-minute business here, you can also win a signature Epiphany guitar from Heaven and Hell guitarist Tony Iommi. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and enter to win. No purchase necessary. Check out Heaven and Hell live at the Nissan Pavilion this Thursday night, August 7th. Tickets at LiveNation.com.
Cool.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's us. Chad and Oscar have gone to Velocity 5 for their appearance tonight. We're here with the Buzz Babes. Now, you might have listened to that last train wreck where we were attempting to play Family Feud. Well, what we're going to do now, it didn't go too well, Buzz.
BYOB Feud 2008, Mike.
I really wasn't really happy with that, but then again, that's okay.
Yeah.
We're going to try to play the game right now. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of us.
Team O'Mara and Team McKetzie. I guess we're back to that.
Okay, we're back to that. All right, we have enough people to play the game.
We do.
I am ready, and the way we do it is we buzz in by shouting our names.
Right.
That's the way it works.
Would you like to practice?
I'm going to beat you, McKetzie.
I'm going
to
beat you.
Ooh. All right. No practice necessary.
Okay, I think, ready to chime in?
Are you keeping score?
I am.
Very good. It's in good hands because Rob is sober.
Hello, right. Mike. Hello, McKetzie. 100 people are surveyed. The top 8 answers are on the board.
Mike O'Mara.
Go ahead.
Peaches.
Show me peaches.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
I need a buzzer, Mike.
There you go.
You don't get to answer. So now McKetzie gets the advantage of hearing the whole clue.
Oh, that sucks. That's not fair.
That is fair.
All right. Don't be a cheater.
I'm sorry.
I instructed you on this. And
I
just
know you
didn't
did.
Listen.
I just did.
What? That answer was on the board.
All
right, McKetzie, name a way little kids are punished.
Spankings.
Show me spanking. That's the number one answer with 42.
Number one answer. Come on. Come on.
All right, McKetzie, talk to your team. Do you want to play or pass?
Play.
All right, Megan, name a way little kids are punished.
Timeout.
Timeout.
Good answer.
Show me timeout. No, I'm sorry. Not on the board.
All those people are insane. That's their first strike.
That is a strike.
All right, it goes over to Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, name a way little kids are punished.
Being grounded.
Being grounded. Show me grounded. That's it. Number four answer with 9 points. That is, the number four answer. There is one strike. Buzz, name a way little kids are punished.
Nope.
Oh, ran out of time.
Oh, no.
No TV.
Show me no TV. The number three answer with 13 points.
And how many do they have to get?
They have to get all 8. They have 3 of 8 with 1 strike.
Okay, let's go to Allie.
Allie, name a way little kids are punished.
No dessert.
No dessert. Show me no dessert. No.
What?
Yes. Oh, very good.
Yay, good answer.
The number 7 answer, no goodies.
Hooray
very
for
good.
Us.
And we go back to Team Captain McKetzie. Exactly.
All right, back to you, McKetzie.
Name a way little kids are punished. 3 seconds.
No telephone.
No telephone. I'm sorry, not on the board. That's your second strike.
All right, one more strike.
Can teammates help one another?
In this round, no, you can't.
No, okay. No, you can't.
But if you're smart,
but you know what? Team O'Mara, if you want to confer, you may be getting ready to steal here.
Okay, all right.
Megan, name a way little kids are punished.
No friends.
That's how I was punished. But I'm sorry, no.
That's your third strike.
Ouch. All right, Team O'Mara.
And we get all the points if we get it right.
That's right. There's 24.
Jesse and Nick and Lynn are conferring over here.
68 points on the board. If you name something, you will get the 68 points. You can talk aloud. They're not going to benefit from it. All right, need an answer, please. Sure. Name a way little kids are punished.
You know what, Rob? I'm going to say no video games.
No video games. I'm sorry, no. No video games.
I'm glad I didn't say that. That was what I was going to say.
68
points.
You guys should cheer when you win.
This is 2008, right?
All right. Oh, that's right. We get the points.
68 points to Team McKenzie. The other clues that you did not get?
Boo.
Being sent to room or bed. No dinner.
Right.
No allowance. Or the popular stand in the corner.
Stand.
Parents do not give out dinner. That's...
All right, let's see our next two contestants. Who are our next two?
Our next two are Megan and Lynn.
Megan and Lynn. All right, remember, ring in with your name when you have your answer.
You don't need.
Name a white animal.
Megan.
Megan?
A tiger.
A tiger is not on the board.
Oh. Is that polar bear?
Wolf.
Oh.
A white animal we're going to play.
Okay, well, hasn't answered yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A snow leopard?
A snow leopard.
Uh-huh.
Well, points for obscurity, but no points for Family Feud. So, no. So now we go to Anne-Marie. Name a white animal.
Polar bear.
Polar bear. Show me polar bear. Yes,
yay!
Number one answer.
Good answer.
Very good. Very good. Does your team want to play or pass?
What are you going to do, McKenzie? It's your team.
Play.
Very good. Buzz.
This game sucks.
Name a white animal.
For me, I'd have to name White Rabbit.
White Rabbit, exactly. Uh-huh. Show me Rabbit! That is the number two answer.
Very nice. Go ask Alice. All right, Allie's next.
Allie next, yes. Name a white animal, Allie.
Dove?
The bird of peace.
Good answer.
Good answer. Not good enough. I'm sorry.
First strike.
First strike. There.
Back to McKenzie.
McKenzie, name a white animal.
White cat.
A white cat. Show me cat! No, show me cat.
Yay.
There you go.
Number
three.
I'm going with your right
seven.
Hand and your left hand. I thought your left hand was a buzz and your right hand was win.
I will only point for ding.
Very good.
Okay. Oh, that's better.
Thumbs up, thumbs
buzz
down.
Has the best idea.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Let's go to Megan now.
All right, Megan, with one strike on the board, two answers left up there. Name a white animal.
A white snake.
White Snake, great band. Show me Snake. I'm sorry, no.
That's two strikes. So we go to Anne-Marie now.
Anne-Marie, pressure's on you. Team O'Mara, get ready to steal.
I'm ready to steal.
Name
I'll have
a
to
white
say
animal.
White Wolf?
I believe White Wolf was already said.
Oh, okay.
Was it?
Oh.
That's another strike.
Yes,
it is. It goes to Buzz now.
Team O'Mara, there are no. That's three strikes.
Oh.
Team O'Mara, name a white animal. There
are
two
answers. Confer, we're going to confer, Rob. We're going to confer. Yeah, carrots and peas, carrots and peas, carrots and peas.
Neither which are white.
Team O'Mara conferring now.
You can talk out loud.
But it counts. I'm going to say it. It's not real, but I'm going to say it. Well, Lynn, what's your get? Would you have a... I'm going to say unicorn.
Uh-huh. Show me unicorn. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
I like unicorn, baby.
And Team McKenzie,
I love animals of fantasy. I love animals of fantasy.
The two answers that were on the board you did not get, horse and seal.
White horse.
Seal. That's the second one, Lynn. I'm sorry, Lynn. I've got to have to continue.
All right, who's next to the podium?
All right, next is Jesse. Nick, give the microphone to Jesse and Anne-Marie.
Jesse and Anne-Marie. 100 people were surveyed. Top four answers are on the board. Here's the question. Name an unusual place where babies are sometimes born.
Jesse.
Jesse's first.
Underwater.
Underwater. Mm. No, I'm sorry. Not on the board.
Our team is not doing well.
The back seat of a car.
Number one answer,
yeah.
Yes. Or taxi. Very good. 77. Flipping points. Do you wish to play or pass?
I'm going to play or pass, guys.
Pass.
Really? You going to pass, Buzz? How about some more silence?
I think we should pass.
I like it when everybody's looking at each other going,
They're passing to Team O'Mara.
Okay, so who goes? So, Nick, you go
Nick,
first.
Name an unusual place where babies are sometimes born.
Bathrooms.
Bathroom? Show me bathroom.
Oh,
no,
not
sorry.
There. Ridiculous.
No answer. They're not born in a bathroom. Mike.
I'm going to say taxi cab.
Taxi cab was taken with car. I said,
oh, car counts as a taxi cab.
You had your chance, dear.
I'm all right. Can I say?
Show me an unusual place where a baby is sometimes born.
All right, do I get to go again?
Yes,
or?
You do.
Okay. I'm going to say airplane.
Show me airplane. There you go. 7 points for airplane. Very good. And one strike. And yes, Lynn, show me an unusual place where babies are sometimes born.
does highway count for car?
Is
that like the same thing?
3 seconds.
We'll go with train.
Train. Show me train. No, I'm sorry.
How many strikes?
That's two strikes. Get ready to steal.
Indian woman that just passed.
Jesse, give the microphone. Get the microphone to Jesse, please.
Right, Jesse, there are two answers on the board. Name an unusual place where babies are sometimes born. 3 seconds.
Pass.
Okay, pass. Well played.
All right, that's our third strike. Time for the other team to steal.
All right, Team McKenzie, there are two answers on the board. Name an unusual place where babies are sometimes born.
We're conferring.
They are conferring. Whisper, whisper.
In a store.
In a store.
In a Publix. In a Southern grocery store. At the Kroger.
In a store.
Show me Kroger.
Yay!
I'm sorry. That is 84 points to Team O'Mara.
I was going to say elevator.
Elevator was number four.
Shoot!
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
The number three answer was at home.
At home. That's not unusual.
That's not unusual in my day.
In your day. After three rounds, the winner is Team McKenzie.
I want to play another round, goddammit.
But because of the special rules, Mike O'Mara is going to Fast Money.
Yay! All right, let's play Fast Money.
All right, you need to put 50. You need to pick another person from your team to go up on the
cap. I'm going
to
go with Lynn because Lynn had all our correct answers. But wait a minute. Since they won, they play Fast Money, right?
Yeah, but you wanted to play.
Oh, I went. No, that's. I'm going to be fair. McKenzie gets to pick somebody and play Fast Money.
Team McKenzie needs to pick two people to play this round.
And then we get to play Fast Money. Mm-hmm. Watch out with the microphones, guys. It's making a big racket. I think we should both play Fast Money.
Okay, we have time. So
okay, very good. McKenzie, who are you going to pick?
People? You have two people from your team.
Well, I'd like to pick Allie and Megan.
Allie
and Megan will be playing Fast Money.
That's fine. Now, Mike, on your instant replay, you need to hit 15, or type in find FIF, and that'll bring you up 15 in buzzer, because you have 15 seconds. Now, for this, Allie, you stay here, and was Megan the other?
Yeah.
Megan, you need to leave the room. Please. Just because we like to watch you walk.
All right. Very good. And make sure, Bethann, you make sure she's soundproofed.
Exactly.
We don't have any many minutes left.
Right.
Put her in an airtight way.
Time is of the essence.
I just love I just love watching these ladies walk around.
Boobies. Boobies.
All right.
All right, we have 15 seconds on the clock.
15 seconds on the clock, Mr. Quizmaster.
All right.
He's doing a very nice job.
Is, I think
Do
so.
Do I just shout out a bunch of things that I think the answer might be?
I'm going to give you a clue, and you it'll be, I'll say, name something that is whatever, and you name something, and you try to get the most popular answer. You have 15 seconds and five questions.
Here we go.
All right. Allie, name a thick soup.
Clam chowder.
Okay, very good. Name a food that would roll on the floor if you dropped it.
Hot dog.
Okay. Name something for which kids save money.
Candy.
Okay. Name a kind of performing talent.
What was the total?
She had three answers of five.
Three answers out of five. Now do we bring Megan back in here?
After we get her answers.
Okay.
All right. Our first question was name a thick soup. Allie said clam chowder. Survey says 18.
18. Very good.
Very good.
Yay.
18.
Wow. Yay.
Let me actually jot that down. We'll need to know that. Name a food that would roll on the floor if you dropped it. She said the ever popular hot dog.
Mm-hmm. Hot dog.
4 points for that. Oh, that is on the board.
Still, yay.
Name something for which kids save money. She said candy.
Yeah.
And the answer, 20 points.
20.
Good answer. 42 and
32.
42 points.
But it was 32 points.
18 and 4 is 22, and 20 is 42 points.
Oh, 20, 42 points.
Okay, very good. And now we need to have Megan back.
I think I got skimmed out of some seconds.
All right, 42 points. Let's bring Megan back.
This is quite doable.
I miss you.
Now you need to find 20 seconds on the timer. It's fine, Twen.
You get really? 20? You do a 20 after
you
this?
You get 20 because you have a chance of duplicating your answer.
Right.
If you hear a duplicate answer, Mike, please hit the buzzer.
But if I hit the buzzer, it will knock off my Twen.
Oh, all right, then don't hit the buzzer. I will tell her to try again.
All right, very good. All right. Twen.
Twen.
Trying to find an N. Show me N.
It's down towards the bottom.
I've got it. I've got it.
All right, Megan, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You are going to have to get 150 points. That's quite attainable.
Rob, I'm very proud of you.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm at the last minute doing this game. And also, you know what's nice? We do this on BYOB Friday, and we never have to do it again.
That's true. That is so true. All right, 20 seconds on the board. The clock will begin with your first answer. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Try to find the most popular answer. Name a thick soup. You can pass if you
broccoli
like.
Broccoli and cheese.
Broccoli and cheese. All right. Name a food that would roll on the floor if you dropped it.
Sausage.
Okay. Name something for which kids save money.
I'm sorry?
Name something for which kids save money.
Favorite toy.
A toy. Okay. Name a kind of performing talent.
Oh!
She got it in. Acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
All right. She got 4 of 5. All Let's see how we did. Name a thick soup. She said, tasty broccoli and cheese. Survey said 0 for broccoli and cheese. Number one answer, pea.
Pea.
Delicious pea soup. Nothing like
Oh, man, I haven't had a good...
I had that in a hospital in Germany. It was horrible.
That's wonderful. I haven't had a good pea soup in a year.
I understand. Name a food that would roll on the floor if you dropped it. You said sausage.
the delicious rolling sausage.
I saw one roll by here not 10 minutes ago. Survey said.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Number one answer, an orange.
Oh, an orange. Yes, lovely orange.
Not a meatball?
No,
very nice.
Meatball is number 5.
Very good.
Name like something for which kids save money. You said candy. Survey
said. No, she said toy.
Oh, she said toy. Forgive me. You wish you said candy.
And you're the sober
one? I said candy.
What was the toy answer?
Toy was less than candy. It was 7.
7.
Wow. 7. So there
Meaning
you go.
Her total was?
So far, she's got a total of, let me add it up.
Okay.
7.
7.
All right. Name a kind of performing talent. She said, my specialty, acrobatics.
Acrobatics?
Survey said, no, leave the trapeze at home. Total points, 49, which we multiply by $5 each, which gives us a total of nothing because we're not giving away any money.
Yay!
But thanks for playing the game.
Darn it.
Good stuff.
I'm still owed a Michael Mara t-shirt from last week.
Sorry about that. Everybody will be getting t-shirts. I do want to mention to everybody that the Buzz Babes will all be out at Bungalow Billiards with our party on the 8th.
Right.
Oh, 1 week from tonight, it's 8808. Join us at the Great Chantilly Sports Bar, Bungalow Billiards, 13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly. Bungalow Billiards doing their best to save the wildlife with billiards, brew, and great food, too. Info and directions at MikeOmaraShow.com. And yes, Beth Ann? You did.
Good.
Of course you did.
Mike, there is time. Would you like to do a fast money real quick?
I'd like to do a fast money just for fun.
Put 15 seconds on the clock, please.
All right, I don't have time.
Try to find, I will time it then. Try to find the most popular answer. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm great at this game when I play it at home in my underwear.
Name signal. Well, I'll wait for you to get into your outfit then.
Okay, bitter quitter.
Arch Campbell laugh. All right.
Hey, Rob Spiewak.
Name something 16-year-old girls.
We're getting groomed next week.
I know. Together.
Oh, isn't that going to be? And so is Buzz.
Yes.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here's your first one. Name something 16-year-old girls might do at a slumber party.
Pillow fight.
Very good. Name something people burn in protest.
Flag.
Name something people associate with Jesse Ventura.
Wrestling.
Name something you'd buy if you wanted to dress up like Fidel Castro.
And a fake beard.
And that's time.
Okay. Good job.
Very good.
What was my total?
We got to do the answers
now.
All right.
No.
Did I get every question?
You got 4 of 5.
All right.
Name something that 16-year-old girls might do at a slumber party. You said pillow fight. 2 points.
Oh, that is BS. Are you kidding me? What was the number one answer?
Number one answer? Talk about boys.
Oh, F
that. I'm going to pretend I'm
going to
pretend they didn't say make out.
That is so not good.
Name something people burn in. Name something people burn in protest. You said flag.
Right.
Number one answer.
Yes.
61 points.
61 points. Yeah. If I get to 100 points, I win.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Name something people associate with Jesse Ventura. You said?
Wrestling.
Wrestling, number one answer.
Mm-hmm. How many?
69 points.
I got 100. Doesn't that mean I win?
You've already won. And just for fun, name something you'd buy if you wanted to dress up like Fidel Castro.
Fake beard.
You said fake beard. Number two answer, 23 points.
23 points. Incredible.
Wow. And 120. The number one answer was a military uniform or camouflage.
Very good.
That's 130, 153. You got a total of 155 all by yourself.
Hey, guess what that means? The show is over.
Yay.
I want to thank adult film star Carmen Hart for being in studio with us today.
Great
also, Brian Posehn. He'll be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House tonight and tomorrow night. For info, go to ArlingtonCinemaAndDraftHouse.com. Just Arlington Draft House.
Yes,
they don't
please.
Do movies there anymore. That's why they have a live communicator. A
communicator.
What a great show it's been. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride.
She sure is.
Our in-studio producer is Rob Wink Martindale's Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you roses are red, violets are blue. I lost my place, and so did you. We'll be back Monday with the repo man, Patrick Altes.
Yeah.
Once again, not a pronouncer for the name.
No,
a guy that I don't know. Altes. Altes, thank you, Beth Ann, and ask actor Josh Gad. All that'll be coming up on Monday's show. Have a great weekend, stay safe, and we will see you Monday, everybody. Good night.
Everybody, good night.
Good night.
Yay!
Adios.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.